Come take my hand and see the world around you. The time is right, just let the light surround you. And step by step, you feel it coming alive. The feeling deep down inside, and you've got nothing to hide. To reach the top, you've gotta keep on moving. Don't let it stop, just gotta keep on moving. I know you're doing your best, you're stepping up from the rest. Just keep on passing the test.
Happy Tuesday to you. If it is Tuesday, it is time once again to get powered up with Untapped Potential with Dr. Simone right here on TDN Radio. So again, happy Tuesday to you. A pleasant good evening to you wherever you're joining us from. And welcome to Untapped Potential with Dr. Simone right here on TDN Radio. So taking a quick look at the calendar, today is already Tuesday, May 30th. Yes, only one more day left in May. So again, Tuesday, May 30th, which means the summer is right upon us right now. And we've been very lucky, very grateful to have some really great weather down here in Georgia. So it has been a nice steady 75, 78 degrees with a beautiful cool breeze here in Georgia. So we are completely grateful for the weather. You know, we always start the program on a note of gratitude. So what are you grateful for today? What are you grateful for today? It is important to be grateful for life, to be grateful for the people who are in our lives, for the opportunities that some of us have received. And if you can't find anything to be grateful for, just remember you woke up this morning. So again, welcome to the program. By the way, I am also grateful because this is the end of the school year for Sophie. Yes, if you don't live in the South, it is quite foreign to you, but the school year down here in Georgia actually ends on the 26th of May. So summer begins very early down here in Georgia. And as always, Sophia continues to make us very proud with her grades and her character. So she got several awards this year for her grades, but the award I'm always especially proud of her for is for her Christian character. So she seems to get that award every year for her loving spirit, her kind and gentle spirit. So we're truly very proud of her and we're grateful for her effort. So as we get going with the program, as we talked about last week, this week our interview is going to be the second half of the program we brought you on artificial intelligence and the impact it is having on our world today. So I want to bring you the second half of this interview, and then you don't want to miss next week, because next week we're talking about the sperm whales of Dominica. We had this incredible amount of exposure on CBS, 60 Minutes on CBS. And so we had Mr. Sam Raphael, owner of Jungle Bay Resort in Dominica. He stopped by to tell us more about what this opportunity means for us. So you don't want to miss next week. So already set your reminder to be here next week, Tuesday at 5:30 Eastern Standard Time, so you can enjoy this program. And don't forget, if you ever miss any portion or any of our interviews, you can always jump on pushpastn.com to click on the Miss Past Episode podcast, where we have all our episodes lined up for you. So again, pushpast10.com for all the information you need. And you can also check out our YouTube channel, as well as everything else that we are working on currently. So again, welcome to the program. If this is your first time joining us, welcome aboard. I hope that you will set your reminder to be here every Tuesday at 5:30 Eastern Standard Time as we get powered up and energized for the week ahead, and we remind ourselves of the important life goals that we have set out for ourselves and how can we remain consistent with those life goals. So again, you know, just our time to get powered up and energized and to remind ourselves of the important life goals and how we can remain consistent with those, because as we can see, the year is quickly speeding along. The year certainly does not wait for us. So it is important to not procrastinate it and to stay consistent with trying to achieve our goals. So let's enjoy this number from the original King Dice. Everyone in Dominica may be familiar with Denison Joseph, who is the current King Dice. But before Denison, there was an original King Dice back in the 60s. So let's enjoy this number from him, She Belia Grow, and then we will go straight into the interview from our artificial intelligence program. And of course, you will want to stay tuned for the rest of the program. So stay tuned. Dice again.
She love cricket game. Now is a different scene. She met with Fisherman Green. He love to play bat and ball. This is what I've told. She taking God. He both straight through she bat and pad. Now the talk is, girl, your belly a grow. Yes, your belly a grow. While you belly a grow, you mommy and know you belly a grow. Fisherman, alter your line, let properly damage your frontage. Now you belly a grow, mommy and no expense for so. If you see the wicket where they play this cricket, it's on the playing field where the sea is constantly beating. Claudette in this mood, don't mind that. The fisherman love the wicket, he getting the ball straight to the center back. And the talk is good. Your belly a grow. Yes, your belly a grow. While you belly a grow, you mommy and know you belly a grow. Bo-dum-bo-bum-bum-bum. Bo-dum-bo-bum-bum-bum. The fisherman out of your line, let properly damage your frontage. Now you belly a grow, mommy and no expense for so. Such a fame. Claudette says she feeling shame. Soon or late we'll be in pain. So the song went on. They gone with the same refrain. Talk is, your belly a grow. Your belly a grow. While you belly a grow, your mommy and know you belly a grow. Sing this song, children. The fisherman out of your line, let properly damage your frontage. Now you belly a grow, mommy and no expense for so. Girl, you belly a grow. Yes, you belly a grow. While you belly a grow, your mommy and no you belly a grow. Boom 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 boom. The fisherman out of your line, let properly damage your frontage. Now you belly a grow, mommy and no expense for so.
Your belly a grow. And
the caller is so right, because data is big business. So, you know, especially in China, he's absolutely on point in terms of the government's ability to acquire information and use it to their advantage. So it does beg the questions of human rights and rights to privacy in terms of everything that we are talking about. And he's also correct in terms of, you know, in the legal area, where you can have AI now do the legal aid research on a much quicker time than an individual can do the research. So again, another application of the technology for the good and for the bad. And I also like that the first caller mentioned that, you know, he alluded to the fact that all of this can create loneliness, because now you have less human interaction. You go to the store, before you would be able to say, hi, hello, how are you, to a cashier. Now everything is automated. You call the bank, it's automated. You know, you spend more time on Facebook than talking to people in real life. So the element of loneliness and other mental illnesses that can come from that is certainly very important. Before we take the Facebook comments, oops, we have a call. And then, guys, I just want your feedback on what the callers are saying so far. Can you mute your mics in a little while? I'm hearing a little bit of feedback, Anthony and Sam, and then we want to come to your comments.
Good evening, caller. Thanks for joining us. Go ahead, please.
Yes, Lambie, I'm back because I'm listening again, and Simone mentioned ChatGPT. Simone, what I call ChatGPT is Alexa and Siri on steroids.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
It's very powerful. But I've just called back to sanction what one of the gentlemen said, because earlier this week I was listening to a program on that same issue of where AI writing or imitating a musician, and then it becomes an argument of who gets paid for that music if AI was to perform it. So I'm really interested that, you know, for the things that I've listened on AI, because it's been in the news a lot, but I go to areas where I get like very in-depth information about it. And that was one of the things that I forget to mention, and he just reminded me of that. So I just wanted to bring it back and highlight it. Thanks for mentioning that one, young man. Thanks.
Yes, thank you. Thank you. Another call, Lambie, or we can go ahead. Okay, great. Guys, Sam and Anthony, any comments on the callers?
Okay, sure. The callers, of course, have brought up valid points. The callers who talked about justice, for example, the use of AI in a way, and well, actually going back to what you talked about, the case where the Fitbit was used to prove that someone was innocent of a crime, that is huge. And it's not being talked about everywhere. That it should be on mainstream media, but it is not. Maybe because it's one case or it hasn't taken a hold yet, but think of the number of folks who have been imprisoned for crimes they didn't commit because they couldn't prove they weren't where the crime occurred. So this is a great tool to which can literally save someone's life or save their freedom. But one of the, I think, the more important or positives that AI can bring out is fewer errors. Because think about it. We, as humans, we make mistakes all the time. We could be tired. We could be stressed out. We could be going through something and we make an error. Less errors in diagnosis, for example. You go to the doctor, you're not feeling well, you're diagnosed, and plenty of people have been misdiagnosed and even lose their lives because they were treated for the wrong illness. So this is an area where AI can certainly assist in removing the element of human error in most aspects of our lives.
Yeah, certainly. Anthony.
You're muted, bro.
Yeah, so, sorry about that. Just a comment from a couple of my viewers. One of them sent me an article that shows that the Venezuelan government is using ID cards made by a Chinese company to track its citizens. And then another one sent me something asking a question, why doesn't the government of Dominica take the advice from key professionals to move to do research and development on key agricultural products that can help farmers be profitable and sustainable with Dominica food production and security? So the listeners and the viewers are actually coming up with examples that exist in the Caribbean. Mm-hmm. But the problem with AI, Ali, the issue that we have to grapple with AI is that it doesn't take a whole lot of smarts to design an artificial intelligent robot. Because what happens is that they learn as they go. So it can be a robot that starts very dumb, very mundane, and as it goes through experiences, it picks up the experience. Now, that is also multiplied because you can have multiple of them connected to each other. So, for example, a Tesla car. All the Tesla cars are connected. And so that if there is one thing that is learned on a Tesla car, it is shared across the platform with all the Tesla cars. And so if you imagine that with a system, if one person were able to beat the system in Dominica, for example, and the system recognizes that and plugs that hole, it shares that solution with all the systems that it is connected to. And so you can imagine that if, say, you have 1,000 individual systems and they each learn one thing a day, that means each of them are learning 1,000 things a day. In a year, you have 365,000 things that this system on a whole has learned. And you have companies, the bigger companies like Amazon and Meta, which is the parent company of Facebook, they have openly stated that their objective is to create a system that is beyond human capability. And so with a declared objective like that, that is where some of the concerns come in, because if it is beyond human comprehension or human capacity, what happens when it starts to snowball and it starts to go down in a negative direction or in an unfavorable result? Who is going to bring it back in and rein it in? So those are some of the bigger and more complex issues that are being presented in front of us with artificial intelligence. And I know one of the callers mentioned about the human touch. I can tell you that artificial intelligence is blurring that line. You might go to the supermarket and there's a robot standing there looking like a young lady that's interacting with you and can scan. And when you scan your card, it knows your name and it says, "Hi, Anthony, welcome. Did you get everything you needed today? Oh, do you know, I know your favorite ice cream is chocolate chip cookies. Do you know we have a sale on chocolate chip cookies?" It's much more enhanced than even a human being can be. And so those kind of interactions are what we're going to expect. This thing about human touch and emotions and whatever it is, those things can be programmed. And the system is going to learn it as it goes along. It's not feeling it, but we are feeling it, and therefore it knows what to say to us and what to do with us so that it gets a reaction from us, even if it is not reacting. And so that is where artificial intelligence is going to be, and it's not going to be far away, like 5 years, 6 years. And so, Simon, where we're talking about in Dominica, for example, we know that Dominicans have a higher level of intelligence than average. And it's not just an idle claim. We look at the institutions that Dominicans get into. We look at the roles that Dominicans play. It is evident that Dominicans have a very high intellectual capacity.
Yeah, I think we have a call. Oh, I'm sorry, Anthony, we'll come right back to you. Keep that thought.
Okay, go ahead.
Yes, we have a call.
Good evening, caller. Please go ahead.
Good night, Lambie.
Good night.
Simon, Anthony, and the other panelists.
Good evening.
Good night, sir.
Good evening.
Well, I heard the other panelists say that artificial intelligence can more or less replace at a quicker pace a lot of work that human beings do.
Yes.
But artificial intelligence, no matter how efficient it may be, it has no soul, it has no feeling. It has to be monitored.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
I'll give you an example. I had a friend who was in the hospital, very sick, and I was discussing him with another friend who told me something, and I wrote to tell him that I hope he does, D-O-E-S. The artificial intelligence of the phone changed it to D-I-E-S.
Oh, my.
And it didn't take long after that, the guy really did die, you know?
Oh, my.
Wow.
So artificial intelligence, there's no stopping it, but it cannot replace human beings because it has no soul, it has no feeling. Mm-hmm. It is just practical.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely.
I don't need to make that comment.
Yes, thank you so much for your contribution and our sympathies on your loss.
Okay, thank you.
All right, have a good night. Yes, Anthony, back to you.
So, thank you, caller, for that. And that gives an example, a very clear example of what I'm saying. That's one of the risks. You see how the artificial intelligence went in the wrong direction?
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Now, if it is at a stage where it is beyond the capacity or capability of humans and it continues to go in that wrong direction, what's stopping it? Yeah. And even with ChatGPT, it has been proven that ChatGPT is not accurate. It might write a very nice sounding document, but when you check the facts, it is not accurate, because we know that on the internet, there's a lot of false information on the internet. Somebody wake up and they think of something and they write it down as if it is fact. And therefore, the robot is scrolling through and it picks that up and it puts it in a paper or in a document for you as if it is true. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. So those are some of the things that we certainly have to bear in mind. And Simon, I pass it back to you, but I was going to talk about what can Dominica do potentially to embrace.
Yes, hold that thought. Make sure you make a note of that, because that is where we're going next on the other side of the Facebook Live, YouTube Live comments. So again, just a reminder, you're listening to Roots Connections on Q. We are being joined by Mr. Sam George and Mr. Anthony Drygo, who's helped us to navigate the topic of artificial intelligence, the knowledge industry, the threats and the opportunities that exist. And again, if you miss any part of the program, you can always jump on Q95 FM radio on YouTube and Facebook, as well as Q95DA.com, and push past 10. Lots of opportunity to catch the replay tomorrow if you missed any part of this program. But we must take some of our comments before we move forward, because we are so grateful for our viewers on YouTube and Facebook. David Johnson, always great to see you. He says, greetings, good nights to each and everyone. Special good evening to the guest and host, Didi Esther, always locked in. Good evening, Dr. Simone, and your esteemed guests, Mr. Drygo, Mr. Sam George, Dave Bertrand, up very late over there in the UK. Dave, great to see you. Good night, everyone listening. Lauren Delsall, a true fan of the program. Nice to see you. I'm Lauren. Arthur, Annette, Philip. Annette, I'm so happy you're joining us, because Sam just expressed one of the concerns that many authors experience. And she says, good night, watching Anthony and Sam. Thanks for all that you do. Love working with you guys. Omar Monell, great to see you. Tina Bell, the Ramon, thank you for being here. My mom, Medina Senhouse, nice to see you. Jeffrey Cuffey, great to see you. Someone who's embracing technology with his water production, Jeffrey Coffey, great to see you. Rosalind Severa McLean, nice to see you on the program. Good evening to the panel. Maslin Edwards, lovely to have you on board. Good evening, everyone. It's nice seeing Anthony and in the guest seat. Anthony, see you in the guest seat. Thanks, Dr. Simone. My good friend, Carl Kofi James. Greetings and blessings, Dr. Simone and panel. Great discussion. Augustina John. Good evening, everyone. Brampton, Ontario, Canada is watching. Augustina, always great to have you on board. Dee Dee says, to Sam's point, whereas it is impossible for AI to learn how to detect emotions and demonstrate empathy, however, it is improbable for AI to connect with humans in the same way as humans do with each other. Very good point. Annette says, my second children's book, Sammy Gets Bullied, illustration will be in AI. And then Dee Dee also states, just as lecturers and professors can detect a student work as plagiarism simply because the wording were completely different to past work submitted. Mm-hmm. Similarly, the professor can determine the work presented is as a result of ChatGPT. ChatGPT in full chat generative pre-training transformer, thank you for the definition, software that allows a user to ask it questions using conversational or natural language. Thank you very much, Dee Dee. Alvin Thomas, great to see you. Great discussion this evening. And Alvin also adds, the new kids on the block are definitely going to embrace this technology very well. But of course, the concerns raised by Tony and Sam is so important. Carl Kofi, AI technology definitely going to be a very ticklish subject going forward because there are going to be pros and cons. But I think our social skills are being deprived. We are actually moving away from utilizing our brain. How are we going to express ourselves when we are controlled through AI by those in power? Owen Prosper, always great to see you. Thank you for being here. Medora Lewis, good evening to everyone. Very interesting. Nice seeing A. Drago in the seat. Well spoken. Thank you, Dr. Simone. Blessings to you. Alvin Thomas again. Question to the guest, Simone. What of the creative mind with the advent of AI and ChatGPT? Is there going to be less use of that part of the brain, creating now a lazy brain? So let's take a comment from someone we haven't heard from yet. Marshall Lawrence, great to see you. Good evening, great discussion. Question, can any of you share in short the difference between human or divine intelligence from artificial intelligence? So guys, take a note. Any questions you want to respond to? Ernest Letar, great to see you. Khalid Lastic, great to see you. And he says, great content. Thank you guys for the work that you do. Wow, we have quite an audience with us this evening. So thank you so much. We appreciate your comments. We're going to take a phone call. And then guys, if you want to comment on anything that I read, feel free to do so.
Yeah, among all what I've been said and told, does that include man like said, does man would man live longer if all the intelligent have in his world there? You understand my question?
Say it one more time.
Will that make man live longer or shorter?
Well, that's a good question. I guess it depends on how we use the technology for our health and wellness, right?
But technologies cannot your lifespan be longer because more and more man lifespan getting shorter.
Yes, I see your point. Thank you. Yes, guys. Any thoughts on some of the questions and concerns on the Facebook and YouTube live?
Okay.
It's a lot.
But let's talk a little bit about someone talked about creativity.
Yes.
Obviously, we know AI lacks creativity, and no matter how close we program AI, it's still run by computer code and computer software. It can never, and of course, to the gentleman who called and said that the AI changed his word to, you know, and he lost a friend, of course, our condolences, but that is one of the examples of an error made by AI.
But that AI still, I believe, will reduce the number of errors that we as humans make whenever we are doing work or you know, whatever it is we are doing in certain fields, of course. And AI will not replace us in every aspect of life. There's no way, obviously. So lack of creativity is one of them. Ethical dilemmas is another area where AI, because AI is pure logic. If you want to think of it this way, AI is basically math. So which is pure logic. It doesn't make decisions based on emotions or little nuances that humans have to, you know, say, well, maybe I should step left instead of step right. Or instead of going forward, I should turn right going down the street. If the AI decides that the logical step is to drive straight into a wall, that's what it will do. So, and again, it's not about being afraid of all of the negative things or the crazy things that may or may not happen. That's not the conversation. The conversation is, and I want to go take it back to the Dominican context. The conversation is, what are we going to do to become part of the global market or the global industry that AI is occupying so we, our people, can benefit from that before something else, before it moves on and something else takes over and we miss that opportunity again? What are we going to do about it? And the way I see it is, it's going to take education, it's going to take the legislature, it's going to take the government, it's going to take the private sector, but it is also going to take the citizens to demand the change that we need, or the changes that we need to embrace the movement or the direction in which the technology is going and not run away from it.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, excellent points, Sam. And Anthony, before I come to you for your feedbacks and the questions on the Facebook Live, you know, it begs the question, is Dominica ready for this? Dominica, as it stands today, are we ready to embrace AI? Are we ready to defend against the negative aspects of AI? Your thoughts.
Right. Is Dominica ready for AI? And I think yes. I think in a sense that, because as I said before, I think Dominicans have a really high intellectual capacity. And what is AI? AI is teaching machines to learn. Mm-hmm. Which, and if we have the intellectual capacity, it means that our people also has the ability to learn. Mm-hmm. And so from that point of view, I'm saying yes, and we have a relatively young population. So Simon, a video was shared with me like a week ago where there was a lot of research that was done on Dominican cocoa. They went and they studied the genome and the DNA of cocoa and could determine the different varieties of cocoa that exist in Dominica. And it turns out that Dominica has a wide variety of the finest cacao that could make high value chocolate. That is what I mean. We have individual bright shining specks of light because with that information and they were able to map, excuse me, the different varieties of cacao, where in Dominica are the best conditions to grow them and how to graft them and so on. And therefore, we can revive a cocoa industry in Dominica. But this time we're doing it with intelligence, doing it with technology, with data. So we have a better chance of mitigating against the pest and the different diseases that destroyed the industry before. We can maybe plant varieties or mix them so that they can rebound from a hurricane faster. And not only that, We can now access the information to learn how to make chocolate. So instead of just selling the raw material cocoa, we can be selling high value chocolate. And we can apply that sort of approach across the board. We can use our tourism sector, for example, and identify our target audience. Who are the folks who like to hike? Who are the folks who are looking for a challenging place for bicycle riding? Who are the athletes that need a nature hot spring environment to recover from in the off season? We can use artificial intelligence to turn around and to really segment out our market and then have an efficiency index in what we spend on advertising and get exactly the tourists that we would like. So yes, we can if we make our minds up to it. And of course, we will have to be able to change our curriculum in our schools, change how we train our people to accommodate that. So for example, I'm an engineer. I work in construction, but I don't hold a trowel. I don't hold a hammer. My work, at the end of the day, my work is on paper. My work is on a computer. My work is knowledge, intelligence. Because I don't have a wall that I build at the end of the month to show, well, this is what I did, pay me for that. I don't have a cabinet that I built to show I built this cabinet, pay me for that. What I have is knowledge on a paper, knowledge on a computer. And so if we think about it that way, we will not be afraid of what is coming, because this, before we used to produce stuff, physical stuff with our hands, now we can use our mind and have products that are high value that we can provide in the global market and be able to survive in a much more equitable way. We don't have to deal with Gramoxone and all these other harsh chemicals that have our people dying of cancer and all of those things. We can go into industry that's much cleaner and much more high value, and as a result, improve the life of our people while they produce more and do less.
Yeah, absolutely. Anthony, brilliantly said. Thank you for those examples. And I am so happy that you talked about the cocoa production, because we will certainly want to mark our calendars May 24th. Dr. Lloyd Davidson reached out to me, and they will be the guest on Roots Connections on Q on May 24th. So again, they will be our guests. So you want to be a part of this program to see how they are revolutionizing the cocoa industry using technology. And I think you led very well into our discussion about the opportunities. So far you've talked about opportunities in tourism, you've talked about opportunities in education, you've talked about opportunities in agriculture. And there is so much more. There are so many more opportunities. Think, for example, there is now an app available where if a tourist comes to Dominica, they can simply take the app and using Google Maps, which is another technology that kind of tells you your location, for anyone who's less familiar, it can tell you the location. And let's say, for example, you're at Trafalgar Falls. It can talk to you and tell you all about the history of Trafalgar Falls, tell you all about the historic aspects of where you are standing right now, and also tell you some fun facts. So why would we not use a technology such as this? So in general, companies are using AI to automate mundane tasks, freeing up employees to focus on more creative endeavors. AI-driven analytics tools are helping businesses make better decisions faster by analyzing large amounts of data quickly and accurately, and AI-powered customer service systems are providing customers with faster, more personalized service experiences. So exactly what you talked about, Anthony, in terms of the robot who will be at the supermarket and tell you, I know that you love chocolate, there's a sale. on chocolate. So Sam, let's talk about some opportunities in AI as we get ready to wind down the program. I swear 2 hours goes by way too quickly.
It flies when you're having fun, you see.
But Sam, any opportunities in AI, technology, and the internet you want to share with our audience this evening?
Well, I think we've covered some of that earlier, yes. But one of the things that, and I want to go back to education a bit, because we have, how many young people or people are graduating from high school and college in Dominica this year? Mm-hmm. So what are they going to do? You know, are there jobs for them? So this is a way AI would help with basically helping them start a business. Right. So let's say you want to start a business, you want to get a certain amount of money from the bank. If you are going to use AI technology to help you with your business, you could have start a one-person business, but you don't have to get additional employees, which will cost more money. The bank might be less willing to lend you the money, just as an example. So there are more examples than we can actually think of right now that AI can help Dominica and Dominicans improve on their lives without having to wait for someone to give them a job, or without having to wait for the government to do something for them. Mm-hmm. And so, again, while it is important that we know what the cons are and we know what the pros are, and how we're going to deal with them when they come up, because like everything else, something will always happen. Something will always come up that, you know, but having the information, having the knowledge about this particular issue would be okay. So if this happens, if something happens that will have a negative impact on the society, how do we deal with it? And of course, how do we put things in place to prevent abuse of the technology?
Absolutely. And Sam, I like that you're leading with jobs, because that is an area, you know, we talk about job loss, but let's also talk about opportunities for work, because we know in Dominica, there's a work online program that is currently going on. I would like to see it expanded, because they only take about, I think, 60 young people per cycle. So I would like to see that expanded.
But that's what I am talking about. Yes. Not necessarily waiting for someone to give you an opportunity. Create your own opportunity.
Absolutely.
For example, there are websites, I won't give any, but that you can go on, sign up. You can do that right now. If you have a computer at home, you have a tablet, if you have a talent, you can write, you can proofread texts or manuscripts. Mm-hmm. You can draw. You can. You're a graphic designer. You can go and sign up on these websites and get a gig.
I like the way you think. So stop waiting for the government and see what you can do for yourself.
Yeah, that's. But again, all of these things begin with education. Mm-hmm. and information and education. This is where these things begin. If you tell people, go to school, stay in school, get a job, and then they stay in school and they can't get a job, how is that encouraging? So you have to say, go to school, stay in school, but also here is a way that you can make your own job. Here are ways you can make your own job if you can't find a job or if you don't want to, you know, work for someone else. Here's how you can create your own little space and use your talent or use the information, the knowledge that you have to provide for yourself.
Yeah, absolutely. And job creation, because now there are opportunities in, for example, cybersecurity. Protecting companies from hackers. Mm-hmm. You have these hackers, that shut down entire hospitals, entire schools, and demand ransom before they can unlock your system. So how do we protect against that? That is the area of cybersecurity. Those are the areas we have to encourage our young people and even our not so young people to get into in terms of careers, because that is how we take the opportunities out of what we are talking about. So again, we've had several programs on this, but let us stop telling our children that the only way to be successful is to become a lawyer, a teacher, a doctor, a police officer, a nurse. No, let us look at the environment and see, based on all this artificial intelligence and technology that is out there, where we should be directing our young people. So we talked about, let's also look at healthcare. AI is being tested and used in healthcare industry for suggesting drug dosages, identifying treatments, and for aiding in surgical procedures in the operating room. So I've watched programs where the robots are the ones performing the surgery and the surgeon is simply guiding the robots. So we have some more comments. Bernard Ito is here with us, and he says, the biggest challenge will not be the technology first, but the social and technical management environment that we will have to create to enable it. It will take very savvy and experienced technical managers to make that happen, and wise and technically educated political leaders. So yes, there will be need for buy-in from our political leaders. Marshall says Africa must not be counted out, and this could be a call to mobilize around her, tighten our bonds, engage in commerce and trade, and look after our affairs despite advanced technology, which is inevitable. And I like that Marshall brought up Africa, because we are also seeing places like India, which is on track to be the most populous country of the world. And what they've done is they've lowered the price of cell phones and the price of data for the billions of people who are in India. Now, you might be asking yourself, why would they do such a thing? Because they want their population, with their massive human capability, their intellect, to be able to power up the intelligence, the artificial intelligence, provide more information to their website so that they are able to draw this information into applications such as ChatGPT. So the question we have to ask, Dominica, is where can we position ourselves to take advantage of these opportunities? We have provided concrete examples of how this can be applied. So where do we go from here? So as we get ready to wind down, Anthony and Sam, I want you to give us your final thoughts. And Rosie Felix says, all the professionals except those in sustainable businesses are broke. Techni is the way to complement our traditional service areas. Thank you, Rosie. So Anthony and Sam, again, I want to thank you for being here for Roots Connections on Q as we looked at the knowledge industries, the threats and the opportunities. And Anthony, I want to thank your This Week in Interview guests, audience, for joining us this evening. So your final thoughts as we wind down the program.
Yeah, so in terms of opportunities, there was a time when Dominica had a technical college. And they taught agriculture, they taught building services, carpentry, mechanics, refrigeration, and so on. Now, with this new advent, we can do something similar to a technical college, except now we're looking to build skills in coding, we're looking to build skills in data management, we look at the various positions that in that industry and start to build education around that. And so that what will result? A population that has that skills within.
Oh my.
Okay. Someone must have interrupted him. But
yes, go ahead.
I know.
He's back.
Okay.
He's gone. Okay. Sam, go.
All right. So
Can you guys hear me?
Yes. Yeah, we can hear you now.
Yeah. So that is, we have to think about this new as what it was, when what we needed were masons and carpenters and agriculturists. We still need all of those people, but we need technology to be the vehicle that carries it, right? And so we have to think of opening technical schools that's going to develop the skills in those areas. Now, you spoke about India. The thing is that as a people, as a Caribbean people, we have not been able to leverage our position right next door to the major economic power in the world. And we have a distinct advantage. We are, most of us are English speaking. And so you in Dominica, we have an educated population that speaks English. We're within a stone's throw of the US. However, yeah, and Pakistan and the Philippines are able to have people who get employed in those industries, and you call and you hear the accent, and sometimes you have difficulty communicating to them. We in the Caribbean have a distinct advantage because we don't have that language barrier, and we've not been able to leverage that advantage. And so we have to start to think in that position. And our leaders, I know we say we shouldn't wait for government to do it, but the government has to create the enabling environment, mm-hmm, and has to be able to include it in the curriculum so that we end up with that. Last thing I want to say, Simone, is I want to say good evening to my fans and viewers of this weekend interview. A lot of them participated. So now, you know, and also to your viewers who you gave me the opportunity to speak to them tonight. So I appreciate that. I appreciate you. Thank you so much for inviting me on to you and Q95, Lambie and Sherwin and the others. Thank you.
Yes, thank you. Thank you, Anthony. And thank you for your audience for joining us as well. Sam?
Yes, of course. Anthony mentioned CDCC, the technical wing, but he didn't mention computer science as one of the things they taught. And I'm a product of that institution back in the day. So I want to agree with him that it would be great, wonderful, if they would reintroduce technical education at the now Dominica State College. But someone mentioned Africa and AI. And so I think most of the African continent is suffering from some of the same things that we suffer from in Dominica. With the exception, for example, of Kenya, South Africa, Nigeria, Ghana, and Ethiopia, the application of AI it doesn't exist.
You are listening to Untapped Potential with Dr. Simone. If you live in Canada, the US, and the UK, and are looking for Dominica products, including cocoa sticks, bay rum, coffee, soaps, crafts, and other popular Dominica items, then look no further. You can now shop on buydominicaonline.com, a secure, easy-to-navigate website selling a wide variety of Dominica-made and Dominica-inspired products. When you shop on buydominicaonline.com, you are helping to grow Dominica's economy. Go to buydominicaonline.com and enjoy home away from home.
Just listening to the second portion of our program on the impact of artificial intelligence on the world around us. And we want to remember to thank Mr. Anthony Drigo and Mr. Sam George of TDN Radio for being a part of our program. So as we continue along here with our tip of the week, we are looking at wikihow.com, wikihow.com. And the name of this article is How to Help Someone Reach a Goal. So I think many of us have important goals, and it is so important to have those in our lives be supportive of the goals that we are trying to achieve. So this particular article is How to Help Someone Reach a Goal. And it begins by saying, if you've ever had to struggle to achieve a significant goal without the support of others, you know how difficult it can be. Whether it's quitting smoking, losing weight, saving money, or finding a new job, striving for a goal can be overwhelming on your own. The good news is it doesn't have to be that way. you can provide the support that you can make the difference. You can provide the support that can make the difference between success and failure for someone striving to achieve a goal. It can be a friend, a coworker, or someone you've just met through an online support community. Regardless, your help can promote the realization of any other person's dreams. So step one, discuss values. If someone you know is looking to improve his or her life but doesn't have a clear goal in mind yet, you can help with goal setting. A good place to start is to have a discussion with this person about his or her values and aspirations. Make it your business to find out what is important to this person. Find out what he or she values most and would like to achieve in life. Ask questions that will lead this person to think about what is most important to her or him. For example, how important is financial success to you? What types of activities do you most enjoy doing? What would be your ideal career? Or what would you most like to improve about yourself? Through this process, you can help this person think about what it is she wants from life. This is the first step in setting goals. Number two, encourage the person to be as specific as possible. Once the person you are helping has some idea of what she wants, the next thing you can do is to help make the goal specific. Specific goals are more motivating and effective than vague ones. Getting specific is largely a matter of defining terms. For example, maybe the person you are helping has expressed a desire to be healthier. Encourage him or her to define what that means as specifically as possible. Does it mean losing weight, eating better, getting medical attention for a chronic health issue? At this stage, it is important for the goal setter to define as clearly as possible what it is she wants to do. This should be spelled out in such a way that it will be clear when the person has reached her goal. Help her by again asking questions. For example, you could ask, "What does that mean to you? What sorts of things would you need to do to achieve that? How would you know when you had reached your goal?" Here are some examples of vague goals. Get healthy, go to college, and get a new job. Here are some examples of clear goals. Lose 40 pounds, get a bachelor's degree in philosophy, and get a full-time job in the field of graphic design. So a really, really good article from wikihow.com, wikihow.com. And again, the name of this article is, let's go back to the top, How to Help Someone Reach a Goal. So we talked about the importance of discussing their values. We talked about encourage the person to be as specific as possible. And then there are other ideas that you can read up on. For example, assess whether the goal is achievable and encourage prioritizing the goals. 5, participate in writing a plan. So really good information if you're looking to help someone you know is struggling with a goal. Because let's face it, when you help someone else, it sometimes gives you the energy to work on your own goals as well. So take a look and let me know what you think. So here we are. It is always seems like the end of the program comes way too quickly, but it is always great to be here with you for another episode of Untapped Potential on TDN Radio with Dr. Simone. Don't forget to set a reminder to join us next Tuesday at 5:30 Eastern Standard Time as we get powered up and energized for the week ahead, and we remind ourselves of the important life goals that we are working on. So again, if the summer has already started for you, like it has already started for us down here in the South in Georgia, welcome to summer. I hope that you have some downtime, that you are no longer have to shuffle the kids to school and all their activities, and you can start working on some projects. My projects during the summer always revolves around decluttering, and you know, we all get way too much mail just going through a lot of stuff that we no longer need in the house, and just trying to declutter and organize, because we all know once school starts back in the fall, it is so difficult to find extra time to do all that we need to do. So again, thank you for joining me for another episode of Untapped Potential. I look forward to being in your company next week at the same time. Don't forget, for everything you need to know about this program, as well as our Push Past 10 movement, you can visit www.pushpast10.com for more information. So we're currently promoting our puzzle book, Dominica in Puzzle. You know, my mind is always stuck on e-learning because I teach online. But in fact, we're promoting our Dominica puzzle book, Dominica in Puzzle. So you can take a look at it at Push Past 10. And you can also take a look at several programs that we're currently working on. So with that, we say have a pleasant evening, have a great rest of the week, and don't forget to tap into your potential every day. Remember, your life story is your strength. The struggles that you faced in the past have prepared you for the challenges that you face today. So stay strong, stay positive, stay engaged, and stay active. Until we meet again right back here on TDN Radio, you have yourself a productive week.